I want to speak to the amendment, which I haven't seen yet. I don't believe it's available electronically yet.
Democratic Representative Sue Arrington represents Muncie in the General Assembly. At Wednesday's meeting of the House Ways and Means Committee, Arrington says she and State Democratic Senator Tim Lannon hadn't even heard about the amendment to House Bill 1315 until a Wednesday morning meeting with Ball State University President Jeffrey Mearns. A committee member gave a quick overview.
Not having the ability, you know, the opportunity to even see the amendment yet, it's really hard for me to say, oh yes, let's do this.
Right, well, I just saw the amendment as well, and it just ostensibly authorizes the university to take over the financial recovery of the school corporation.
In an email to the Ball State community, President Mearns says the amendment would give permission for Ball State to assume the responsibility of managing MCS as of July. Mearns says he supports the amendment and testified to the committee.
If through community engagement and innovative program, high-quality academic program, and extensive support wraparound services, we can persuade the parents in Muncie and in the Muncie area that their best option for public education is to come back to Muncie Public Schools, that will help to address the financial challenges that the school district presently faces.
The first version of the bill, which is available online, would give the university permission to create laboratory schools within the school district using existing school buildings. Ball State already runs Burris Laboratory School on its Muncie campus, and more than 400 students who live within the MCS district boundaries attend Burris instead of MCS schools. The House Ways and Means Committee did not vote on the amendment on Wednesday. Arrington says she hopes the community will soon be able to read the amendment and come talk to the committee.
We've had a lot of surprises over the last year coming from the General Assembly. It makes us feel that we aren't being part of the solution.
In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.